You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Today is Monday, July 13th, 2020. Welcome back to the real world after a little bit of a weekend. Hopefully everybody enjoyed theirs, stayed safe, stayed healthy. And we opened up with quite a day to have fun with in the markets. A lot of ups and downs and twists and turns. So we'll get right into today's financial news summary. I'm Scott Ponywaz, the publisher of callputstrike.com, as well as your host for the Call Put Strike daily podcast. Writers have been doing some interesting research lately, and I've got a couple good stories for you today. And be sure to also head over to callputstrike.com to check out some of the other topics that we don't cover on the podcast, and subscribe to our daily email newsletter as well right there. So without further ado, let's dive in. Here's the news. Welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. Second half of today's episode, we're going to take a deeper dive into the top exchange-traded funds to earn at least a 3% yield. So there are some charts that accompany this on our blog, which is at callputstrike.com, or I guess not a blog, it's our content publishing news site. But that said, you can take a look at some of those charts that accompany this and are referred to a little bit in here. Keeping in mind as well to listen to our disclaimer that we are not making any judgments or making any suggestions on any trades that you should make. You should evaluate them or consult a professional for anything. So be sure to listen to our disclaimer at the tail end of this episode. And with that, we can jump into the ETFs topic. So interest rates at record lows have made it extremely difficult for investors to generate solid current income in the capital markets. The situation is the same in many countries given the meager interest rates from government bonds. Traders are increasingly turning to exchange-traded funds, or ETFs as they're very well known as, to bolster investment portfolios given their sizable and benchmark beating yields. High-yielding ETFs are increasingly providing investors with avenues to compensate for capital losses in the equity markets. ETFs that offer 3% yields and above and have decent price performance could be the best alternatives for investors riding the challenging environment that's currently being fueled by COVID-19. So as we look at ETFs and their soaring, you know, among the disruptions triggered by COVID-19, some ETFs continue to outperform the overall stock market at the back of a perfect opportunity fueled by the pandemic. ETFs focused on e-commerce outlets have emerged as ideal investment alternatives for riding out the challenging investment environment. E-commerce sales are on the rise and expected to continue rising as people refrain from shopping in brick-and-mortar stores. With e-commerce sales expected to increase 20% this year, e-commerce ETFs continue to offer attractive investment opportunities, one of which is Amplify Online Retail ETF, or by the NASDAQ ticker, iBuy, I-B-U-I. It's one of the ETFs that offers a cost-efficient way for investors to own a basket of companies with significant revenues in the e-commerce space. It also continues to outperform the overall market and likely to rally in the second half of the year. ProShares long online/short Store's ETF or the New York Stock Exchange symbol CLIX, CLIX, is another e-commerce focused ETF that seeks investment results before fees and expenses. So then there's also a focus on the inverse ETFs. The coronavirus pandemic continues to fuel extreme levels of volatility in the market. Likewise, the demand for inverse or inverse leveraged ETFs has also increased. Unlike other ETFs, inverse ETFs allow investors to create short positions in underlying indexes through the use of swapped options and futures contracts. The inverse ETFs have allowed investors to generate significant returns over a short period. Some of the inverse ETFs those investors are increasingly turning to for short positions in the equity markets include ProShares Short Dow 30, or NYSE's DOG stock ticker, and ProShares Ultra Short Dow 30, which is DXD. An ETF that's been turned to as a safe haven, and we also on callputstrike.com talk a little bit more about other gold alternatives as gold gets a little bit hotter right now. So head over to callputstrike.com. But one of those safe havens is also gold ETFs. So the uncertainties that continue to grip the global economy amid the COVID-19 pandemic has also forced investors to rush to safe havens to hedge against losses in the equity markets. Gold ETFs have since emerged as a bright spot in the ETF space as the precious metal continues to edge higher amid a spike in demand for safe havens. Net inflows into gold-backed ETFs have already increased to $39.5 billion, beating the previous annual inflow record of $23 billion set in 2016. Some of the gold ETFs those investors are increasingly turning to include SPDR's Gold Trust, New York Stock Exchange ticker GLD, and the shares iShares Gold Trust, New York Stock Exchange IAU. Similarly, investors have already started shunning some ETFs. Financial sector ETFs have taken a significant beating in the wake of central banks cutting interest rates to record lows. With the outlook in the financial sector turning gloomy amid concerns about recessions, financial ETFs have seen their sentiments turn sour. Financial Select Sector SPDR Fund, New York Stock Exchange XLF, is one such ETF that has taken a significant beating. The ETF is down by 25% for the year as low interest rates suppress banks' net interest margins. So taking that deeper dive into some of those 3% plus yield potential ETFs, I hope that you found today's insights valuable and interesting. And reminder to listen to our disclaimer at the very end. We are not offering any particular advice on stocks to buy, and you should research appropriately before making any investments. And as we wrap up today, I want to thank you for listening to a couple of those little pitches for the callputstrike.com website. As always, share your feedback, send us notes. We are at news@callputstrike.com. That wraps up today's episode, and we will be back tomorrow. Have a great evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.